USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Friday toured facilities at the southern border, touting how the Biden administration has emptied Border Patrol facilities, but warning that officials are seeing hundreds of unaccompanied children crossing the border illegally every day.
We are not only addressing the needs of the unaccompanied children, we are also addressing every other element of that challenge, including the smuggling organizations.
The CDC is acknowledging COVID-19 mostly spreads through airborne transmission instead of close contact. Officials say transmission occurs by inhaling very fine respiratory droplets and by touching contaminated hands to one's mouth, nose, or eyes. Experts believe federal officials should provide better guidelines for keeping workplaces safe, such as improving ventilation in indoor spaces. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Another state is joining Montana to end extended unemployment benefits.
South Carolina joined Montana in announcing they will end their participation in the federal COVID-19 unemployment plans. Governor Henry McMaster, a Republican from South Carolina, cited the hardship endured by small businesses who can't find people to hire. In Montana, the $300 weekly unemployment bonus will be replaced on June 27th with the $1,200 return-to-work bonus. Governor Greg Gianforte, Republican from Montana, says incentives matter and the vast expansion of federal unemployment benefits is doing more harm than good. End quote. South Carolina's participation in the program ends June 30th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is approaching $400 million. The estimated jackpot of $370 million would be the 22nd time the game has paid out over $300 million. The cash option, $254 million. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With Mother's Day approaching, we take a look at the history of the holiday.
Suffragist and writer Julia Ward Howe first suggested the idea of Mother's Day in the U.S. in 1872. Howe was a pacifist and saw the holiday as a chance to unite women and rally for peace. For many years, she held an annual Mother's Day meeting in Boston. West Virginia activist Anna Jarvis is credited with creating the holiday. In 1908, Jarvis campaigned for a national observance of the holiday in honor of her mother, who was a community health advocate. Her mother had organized several Mother's Day work clubs that addressed child rearing and public health issues. Later, Jarvis said she was disillusioned by how the floral and greeting card companies capitalized on the holiday. She said she regretted starting it. It became an official U.S. holiday in 1914 when President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as a day to celebrate our mothers. At first, people wrote letters to their mothers. Later, cards, presents, and flowers were incorporated into the tradition. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Lawmakers in Iowa are moving forward with a state constitutional amendment that would prevent recognition of abortion as a legal right. The proposed amendment is response to a 2018 decision by the Iowa Supreme Court that found a right to abortion in the state's constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.